Up next, the Hannah Montana Marathon.
Yes!
And for all you fans, the Miley Cyrus Tour is coming.
Ah! Oh my god, oh my god, oh my god! You're watching Hannah Montana? Well, yeah, to make fun of it. I mean, look how stupid she is with her clothes and her makeup and that fabulous hair. Will you help me?
All right, fine.
Bird Chris on the other side of the glass. Sheeman and Shepherd on ESPN Southwest Florida. Thank you for tuning in. Drive safely out there. My Craig Sheeman AccuWeather radar, it is a Christmas tree from Sarasota all the way down to Alligator Alley on I-75. I mean, it's significant. So drive safely.
Be careful.
While you have Miley turned up, the windshield wipers on.
Weather model.
Why do you keep saying weather model? It's the Craig Sheeman AccuWeather forecast.
I like weather model.
Well.
Like you have the European model.
The Craig Sheeman
Doppler.
Yes.
Doppler's a good word.
Like, we're going to lay your own spaghetti plot in on all the... Maybe we won't actually do that.
Well, no, not that.
Because that's
misinformation. That we got to take pretty seriously.
Yeah, that's misinformation. So maybe we'll stop at tropical storms.
Well, once there's a name...
The Craig Sheeman weather model goes away.
And we rely on the local experts. Which are pretty good, I might add, here in town. All the weather people are fantastic. Roses and Bedroom Guy, what have we got? Oh, just a weather shot driving through this stuff. I love this. People are texting pictures while driving through downpours. Probably not the
Unless they're stopped.
No, it ain't stopped on the picture he sent me. Port Charlotte, Joe, a pouring here in Port Charlotte. Wizard of Oz, random question. Are all your holes sponsored for golf? That's a Chris question for our golf outing on the
13th. No, we've still got some open.
So if you're wanting to do something, we can do something.
I'm getting all the fun stuff lined up, though. Remember last year, we don't do a long drive.
Yeah.
Because that's exclusive for long players.
Because I'd probably win that.
We put hula hoops out in the
fairway,
and if you hit it in a hula hoop, you win a prize.
Yeah, like that.
Driver or a watch?
A watch.
Well, or a watch. You don't win a driver and a watch. It's a driver or a watch.
All right.
Because if you hit a long, if you love your driver, you don't want a new driver. You want a watch.
I quit wearing a watch when iPhones came out. There's always tells you what time it is. But maybe if it's
like
stylish enough.
It's always good to wear a watch,
I could
Craig.
Put it back on.
Always good to wear a watch.
Kathleen with a shout out. Wizard of Oz with a shout out. Delusional Harbaugh with a Friday shout out. Gator Nation says, forgot it was Friday till I heard Miley. You know, that's a great feeling. When you don't know that it's Friday, and all of a sudden you remember it's Friday, and the weekend is here, that's a pretty good feeling. Packer Backer, Daniels and I-75, picture of traffic in the rain, it's a cluster. And Packer Backer, no wide receivers or offensive weapons yet for you and Aaron Rodgers.
Why do you have to rub it in like
that? I'm sorry.
It's a very sensitive subject.
Sister Jean says, don't use Craig and model together. It makes me feel icky. Pittsburgh John, it's Doppler Craig with weather on the 8s. Art the Bills fan says it's now 20 degrees cooler in San Carlos Park. Yeah, a little front just blew through here.
Wow. See what it is.
Anti-Nagy says, dang it, I missed it. Just flying through here.
I think it's Bonita and 85. Fort Myers Beach is 84 and cloudy. But.
Right. Yeah.
Special weather statement. Get ready.
Special bulletin. All right. And somebody else. Somebody else wanted me to give a shout out to the kid, which I always like to do. I will. I'll look it up. It was just at the top of the hour. But first, at 9:30 past the hour, it is time for a SportsCenter rundown, ladies and gentlemen. Here's Chris.
This SportsCenter rundown brought to you by Mercedes-Benz of Bonita Springs and Mercedes-Benz of Naples. They've joined forces to bring you twice the selection and twice the service. Stop in and see us today or shop online and we'll deliver to your home. mbbonitasprings.com or mbnaples.com.
NBA playoffs tonight, just one game. It's game 6, Grizzlies at Timberwolves. ESPN will have that game at 9 o'clock. Memphis with the 3-2 series lead there. We got rounds 2 and 3 of the NFL draft tonight. Coverage on ESPN Southwest Florida starts right after us at 6 o'clock. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers are on the clock, picking at 33. And Major League Baseball has suspended Dodgers pitcher Trevor Bauer for 2 years for violating the league's domestic violence policy. He is appealing.
All right. It was Country Sucks. He says, hey, how about shouting out Country Sucks the Third? He turns 14 tomorrow, so happy birthday. Wow. Have a great weekend. And Roses and Bedroom Guy is very upset with all the people that panic when the rain goes on and they illegally put on their flashers while driving. You are not supposed to do that.
No. We talked about it. I think there's an exception.
I think the law changed on that.
I do. You're
this
right.
This year. I think on January 1st, the law changed.
We talked about this. It's
because I'm right there with you, Pittsburgh John, about it. It annoyed me for years.
It's Roses. Yeah.
Sorry. Apologies. But yes,
ref says happy Friday. I always know when it's Friday, best day of the work week.
No, but I was going to say, Chris, finish your point. So the law is you can do it?
I think. That doesn't hold up in court.
In weather like this, not just – you can't do
right,
it.
Right. But I think that they changed the law. But if they didn't, sorry for the bad info.
Hold on.
All right.
We should probably fact check that one,
I think you're right, Chris. If we had this and somebody text us because I brought it up.
Yeah.
Dopey has I think I saw a six-year-old nephew with a birthday. Happy birthday there. Appreciate that.
Florida law prohibits driving with flashing hazard lights except in funeral processions. Use hazard lights when the vehicle is legally stopped or disabled on the side of the road, slowed down. But, let me see. A new law in Florida will allow its drivers to do something they were told was illegal for years, using hazard lights in the rain. Just 2 days before the new law would take effect, Governor Ron DeSantis signed a 38-page transportation bill with the changes tucked in the middle of the text.
Hmm. However, turn your lights on.
Yeah.
If your wipers are going, turn your lights on.
When it gets dark, they should be automatic. Unless you're driving a 1980 Monte Carlo, they might not have the automatic feature. Because Sean's on deck. So.
2003.
I'm exaggerating. An old
89 Monte Carlo?
I'm exaggerating for the point. If you have an old car, it may not turn on the headlights. It may not have headlights.
I think they had automatic lights in 2003. I wasn't driving yet. I didn't have my driver's license.
You think a Monte Carlo from 03 has automatic lights? Sean was just changing his light bulbs a couple weeks ago.
Raider Mike is building an ark.
Yeah.
239. Oh, let's going to give this guy a name. Me and my son listen every day. Love the show. His name is Zach. Hey, Zach. Thanks for hanging in there. Good name is.
All right.
Me and my son.
Your son. Okay. I got it.
Or is this Zach? I don't know.
Father of Zach.
Father of Zach.
Zach's dad.
Daddy Zach. Zach's dad.
That's a texter name. All right, while I'm typing this, let's get Sean on here, find out how Police Academy went. See if he passed, if he's an official officer now.
See if he's seen the movie Police Academy.
And, of course, he's very happy with the Giants picks. Got to be.
Should be.
Young Sean, welcome. How are you?
Sean.
Happy Friday, fellas. What's going on?
You sound a lot more happy and energetic than you did last Friday, my man.
I mean, DT's over, you know. Except for spray day, you know, it was less, not much of a physical week, so.
But that bothered you all day long once they sprayed the mace in your face.
It was like 7 hours a day it hurt.
Man, I'm glad that's over.
Thank God I'm done with that.
Everything's done. Have you been told you pass? You're officially an officer?
Yeah, everything's done. I have graduated.
Congratulations.
Good job.
Seriously.
Thank you.
What are you doing tonight? What are you doing tonight?
Good question.
I got to study for my state exam. I got that coming up next week. I'm registering and getting it done next week. Get it done and out of the way.
Go blow off some steam, Sean.
Yeah, go blow off some steam. I was going to say, blow off some steam first.
Let you guys know when I get a confirmed date. I have to wait till tomorrow to register for it.
Okay. All right.
But, I can tell you for one that I am happy with the New York Giants picks too. That just made my week even better.
How about both players I wanted? How about Kayvon Thibodeau's ruby lined suit? That was sharp.
I thought it was funny. He was already doing dances. You know, on the way to the States. The way he was dancing, and everything. I'm like, he's going to be a fun talent in New York next to Leonard Williams. I can already see it.
Let's not let it get to his head. He's got to play football. He's got to be serious about the football.
I think he'll do good in New York. I can't wait to see what he's going to do. Honestly, I was hoping both Neil and Thibodeau would fall, and they did, and I'm super happy.
Yeah.
It landed right in your Giants' hands. It's like, you know, right in our laps and everything. So I can't wait to see what they do for the second round.
You got the fourth pick tonight.
I'm hoping we go corner, because I know we might lose Bradberry, so I'm hoping the Giants really go up and try to get at least a decent corner to replace Bradberry if we end up trading him away.
If they get N'Kobe Dean maybe out of Georgia, that would be now you're talking.
I mean, it's a wait and see, so we'll see what happens. So far, I'm impressed with Joe, so we'll see how he continues doing as a GM. He's already doing a better job than Gettleman is, so
yeah.
I guarantee Gettleman would have freaked out and somehow picked one of the worst offensive linemen in the draft and then would have
probably. Kind
of, that guy the Patriots picked.
Yeah, like the guy from Chattanooga. You
know? At first, I was happy with that Andrew Thomas pick, and then like during his rookie year, I was starting to get disappointed because he was doing terrible, and then when I found out he's playing on an injured left leg, I'm sitting like, okay, I'll give him leeway. He was injured when he was playing, and he stayed the whole 16 games, and then
Sean
drastically improved.
Oh, wow. Hey, Sean, I got to jump in here because we got a couple texts for you here. Anti-Jameis Bucks fan says, congratulations and thank you for your services. And also Wizard of Oz says, hey, did Sean pass? Give him my info. I have a Cruz jersey from the Giants in my closet from the Super Bowl that they spanked the Patriots. You can have it as a gift for your success. Congratulations. How about that?
Oh, that's awesome. I appreciate it. I appreciate everyone. I really do.
Where'd Cruz go to school?
I mean, we got one more test to go, so it's time to crush it. You know, I'll be hitting the books all weekend and
doing
this test, passing my first try to get my certification.
All right, good luck.
I do want to say one thing to you guys real quick
about
an update. So after today,
yes,
since I will be starting my regular shift and my hours have changed, the best times I'll be able to call you guys will be on Tuesdays and Wednesdays because every other day I work 4 to 12.
4 to 12.
Like 4 p.m. to 12
a.m. Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
We'll work it out. We'll make room for you.
Yeah, I'll call you either Tuesdays or Wednesdays, whatever. I'll try to figure it out with y'all. Whatever works best for you guys.
Okay. All right.
My days off. So.
All right, Sean. You keep it going. Good luck on that test. We'll talk to you later.
I love that.
All right.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
All right. That's young Sean. Everybody, very proud.
Good job.
Very proud. Got it. Got through the academy. That was the hardest part, man.
Yep.
That's good. Good times. All right, 239-337 ESPN, 239-337-3776. Of course, the Buccaneers are on the clock for the draft. Now, yesterday, I misspoke, said the draft started at 7, the pregame started at 7, and the actual draft started at 8. But is the draft at 7 tonight? It's earlier tonight. I think we're inside of 2 hours.
Yeah, I'll be locked into basketball. Well, basketball's not until 9, but the Rays are on tonight. It'll be on, but
yeah, one NBA game, Grizz and T-Wolves, game 6 there. So anyway,
Timberwolves a 1.5 point
still
dog.
Yeah, see which way you're going, maybe what you got. I don't know.
Irish Whiskey says Pete the Vacuum is the Dirt Devil. That was like okay.
Oh yeah.
Wasn't there also a Dustbuster vacuum too?
I think they're both.
No, I don't think so.
Yes, there was.
There was. Dirt Devil and Dustbuster. I think they're both vacuums.
No, the Dustbuster's that thing that like the tumbleweed.
Well, you're right, but it's also a little vacuum. Hang on.
Like a handheld?
Yeah, like the same thing with the Dirt Devil. There were just two different names for the same thing.
Okay.
Sure.
Yeah, I'll look it up.
While you look it up, let's go to Otis, who's been working hard out there, but then the rain came, probably had to stop.
Yeah, Dustbuster's a vacuum, and Dirt Devil, hang on.
As we continue to dig deep into the minutiae.
Yeah, they're both.
All right. Otis, welcome. How are you, Otis?
I'm doing much better.
Yeah?
Much better.
What was there a problem earlier?
Were you out in the rain?
Yes. I was able to collect some long overdue fees today, so I'm
there.
Let
go.
Wow. Check collecting today, huh?
Yes. For some reason, my entire workforce decided to sit. Oh, thank you, Celine. Oh, yeah, we're at the bank drive-thru depositing a couple bucks. We'll leave it at that.
All right.
My entire workforce decided to take the day off and not inform me. So,
what? Yeah. Well, didn't even show up at the crack of dawn or cut off early because the storms were coming?
No. They did not show up at all.
They pulled a Ben Simmons.
What happened? Ben Simmons you? What happened?
Yeah, you guys have been talking about Ben Simmons all day.
Oh, my God.
I had all Ben Simmons today. I mean, some of them warned me, but I kind of get the feeling that some of the other cronies went to work for the other. I try to help my guys, make extra money
with
stuff that I won't do, and you know, once one or two of them get in and they say, hey, we need the day to get it done. I think the couple of the other cronies went over there and, like, didn't really do the math. Like, oh, I'll take the day off and go work for this guy. I'll make a couple hundred fifty bucks a day, but, you know, I'm making a lot of money.
Well, let me ask you this. As a manager owner, what do you do? Do you fire people or do you, what do you do?
You have to tolerate them for now.
Yeah.
But, you know, the mid-year bonuses that come out in June.
Yeah.
They just sort of disappear.
Yeah, that just didn't happen now.
And then probably within 8 months to a year, with the memory that I have, and I won't forget it, when things kind of level out.
Yeah.
I'll give them a double middle finger and
don't
go work at
the
problem.
At least a couple of
them.
Well, they won't do it again, will they?
It did actually help me because I do a lot of debt collecting or bill collecting on to the wife. She handled Cape Coral. I went down to Estero.
Yeah.
You know, so actually she gets to be late. But I went and got the bigger bill.
Yeah.
But she got the easier stuff. And so I was talking to the, before you crossed over and got me on, I was talking to the 5'10 and 164. Chris Beasley.
Yeah.
Oh.
I don't know about the 164. That's a pipe dream.
Thank you, Otis. I'll take it.
5'10 and a 64. That's what he is. I don't know if you read a tape measure, but a 64th is very minute. So, I mean, it's way below a quarter.
I got you, Otis. 5'10 and 164, not 164 pounds.
Oh, I thought you said 164 pounds. Which
no.
Chris hasn't been that in years.
And a 60. Chris likes to say that he's 5'10 and a half.
Yeah.
I've stood next to him on many occasions. I will gladly give him the 5'10 and 164. But those of you who can't read a tape measure, that line is not even on there.
Yeah.
Okay, then you got a quarter, and then you got a half of a quarter, which is a 16th, then a 32nd. Then as the number gets higher, the line gets a little bit smaller. So Chris is just a smidgen above 5'10.
Hey, Otis, I got two texts for you. Cougar Hunter, you know, he's in, does painting and all that, does projects. He says, I had two guys quit on me. He knows how you feel. And then Gator Nation wants to know, Otis, when you go knocking on doors, are you carrying? You got a baseball bat or what?
We don't get into that. That's the old days, you know, where
we
used to hang people off bridges, but. Oh, crap, you guys sound like cops and listen. Oh, man, it doesn't matter. We're past the statute of limitations. Don't know for any of you police that are listening. We don't hang people off bridges anymore.
No.
Like a long time ago. No, you call them and you say, you know, like the ones we actually collect are, it's a big number, and we want to take care of the material man.
Mm-hmm.
But the rest of them can mail it.
Yeah.
But I got a 6,000 square foot job.
Yeah.
And it's just too big.
Yeah, I got
you. So you're talking a $15,000 slab.
I got you.
And 20 grand in block and beam. So I can go to Estero to get it, I don't want to wait 3 days in the mail because I want to take care of my supplier because I have an ongoing thing, the $1.5 million worth of stuff I buy.
Gotcha. Gotcha.
I don't want an interruption of that.
Gotcha.
I want them to keep coming.
Now,
Dumpy says, how could anybody not show up and help Otis with a bunch of losers? And Pittsburgh John's taking some inspiration, says, I'm going to Ben Simmons.
Remember, people, Dumpy, I get it. I like Dumpy, I admit it. Remember that most people are very short-term thinking, what can I get in my hand right now?
Right.
And most people do not know that the term liquid or liquidation, when they say that money is liquid.
It's wet money.
I like to say that money is war. How long can any of us hold water in their hand?
Yeah, I got you. All right, quick thought. Hey, give me a quick thought on the draft yesterday. Your thoughts. What jumped out at you before we headed into the break?
Know, my buddy, he's a Pittsburgh Steelers guy. The guy is 60, the old man of the group. We keep him around, so I'm not the old bastard he is. But he was saying that they were going to take the guy from Pitt, and I was like, nah, they really should do that because just go with Trubisky, do what you do. I mean, but they did it. I didn't like it. My other buddy didn't like Hutchinson at two. A lot of it fell the way it did. It got a little interesting later. But I thought they overreached 8-1 for the Georgia guy.
Yeah.
There's a lot of other guys. I know Big Bulky likes long arms. For
right.
He's a long arm guy. Maybe I don't know.
He is versatile. He is versatile. He didn't just play defensive end. He played defensive tackle. And he played some linebacker too. So, but yeah, I agree with you.
More
on the whole.
Saxon.
Yeah.
This last season. Yeah. And he's had a career.
No, I know. But, again, he was playing three different positions
sometimes. Georgia was the top dog, and they made excuses. They said there were a lot of good players, the DT, the DBs. I like the pick of the Notre Dame safety. I think he's good sauce, the guy from LSU. Yeah. I like the DBs. But it was good early. In the end, you kind of missed me. I was glad Detroit got Jamison.
Yeah.
I think they got a good – something to give Craig hope about so he doesn't commit suicide.
We gotta be able to beat your wife's Packers, my man. All right, listen, you have
a
wonderful weekend. Stay dry out there. That is Otis. Thank you.
Pittsburgh John says, I'm going to Ben Simmons my 5:30 meeting today and have a beer instead. Yeah, I like that.
It's a new verb.
That's a new verb. Ben Simmons.
And Wig says, Chris ain't taller than me. We'll find out. We'll put him back to back on Wednesday when Wig is in here for an hour.
I'm going to get a tape measure.
Well, we'll just put you and Wig back to back and see who's taller.
I don't want to do that to him.
To him? Why not?
I'm so much taller than him.
I don't know. I don't. You're pretty close. You're about the same. It's going to be a mano-a-mano situation.
He's a better athlete.
That's what position he plays. ATH.
Andrew Siciliano.
Oh, yeah?
What do you know about the Lions franchise? Jameson Williams, quote, not much.
I also saw a report. He expects to be ready for training camp.
I saw the video that his agent posted of him, working out, doing stuff. I don't know if that means anything. All right, coming up.
Says you're looking forward to help change the culture, though, Craig.
Well, culture's a big word, Pete.
Mm-hmm.
Big word.
It's been a losing culture for
1954, when they won the championship.
Yeah, I'm doing the math. Hold on.
57, we won the championship.
They won in 54, too, I think.
Well, 57 sooner.
55 years? Yeah.
I think it's in the 60s.
65? No, because 60.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So let's say 1960 to 2000, that's 40, plus we're in the 2020s, so that's 62, 63, 65 years.
65, I was 10 off.
You're a whole decade off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If we were having this conversation in 2012, I'd be right.
I hope we're still not having it in 2032. I hope I'm having some sort of conversation in 2032, but not that one.
I hope I'm retired in 10 years.
Me too.
I'm going to work till I'm 90.
Me?
No, me.
Oh, okay, good.
This show, Sheeman and Shepherd, whatever form it is.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Sheeman and Sheeman.
Got another 40 years in me. All right. Okay.
Back in my day.
Breaking news. Despite another horrendous Friday for the Dow Jones, losing almost 1,000 points, Harry Caray has texted in. He will be back on it on the other side. Also, don't forget the ESPN Southwest Florida Naples Wealth Planning Sheeman Shepherd Golf Scramble May 13th at Stony Brook. Show outside afterward at Duffy's. You're all invited to that. And it's our five-year anniversary show coming up in a couple of weeks. Brought to you by Estero Bay Chevrolet, Gavin's Ace Hardware, and Valvoline. Harry Caray is next. Probably talk about his Bills in the draft and more. And more. Sheeman and Shepherd, ESPN Southwest Florida.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
You clearly don't know who you're talking to, so let me clue you in.
This is Sheeman and Shepherd on ESPN Southwest Florida.
Say my name.
I'm Craig Sheeman along with Pete Shepherd. Chris on the other side of the glass. Sheeman and Shepherd on ESPN Southwest Florida. Again, be careful driving out there. A lot of pop-up showers up and down I-75. Ladies and gentlemen, I present to you on a Friday, Harry Carey.
Harry.
What's up?
Come on down to do the Chattanooga choo-choo.
There you go, Pete. There you go, Pete.
Hey, guys. How's it going on a Friday afternoon?
Pretty good.
The moccasins.
The moccasins. What the heck is a moccasin? Is that
snake?
Chattanooga?
No.
No,
it's a moccasin. It's like a badger type thing, isn't it?
No. It's like a leather boot that.
Isn't it also an animal?
It's a snake. Yeah, it's a, no, their logo has like a spear, and it's a Native American thing.
No, I understand that, but there's also.
A mox.
Well, I got to tell you, that's a pretty funny pick, but.
In
why
that.
Did Sean McVay laugh in that, like sure. that?
Yeah.
That happens to us, too. That's like, hey, Chris.
Hey.
That's like when you're doing a mock draft and your buddy takes a guy in the second round that you think he could have taken the fifth, and everybody gets a big laugh out of it.
That's right.
But hey,
he said the Sean McVay video is what you're talking about?
That's right.
That was a funny. Yeah, you could tell. I think they had a couple pops in them that
last night. Get out.
I think it may have been I had a few cocktails, if you ask me. I might have to agree with you.
That's all right. Belichick sells his diaper for when he pooped his pants 3 years ago during the Super Bowl.
Oh, well, that's a good point. I think when you go head-to-head, I think the Belichick's got the upper hand on that one, Pete. I'd have to agree with you.
But I didn't like the pick.
Tell him he's only got 5 more Super Bowls to go before he can talk trash like that.
Sorry. So how you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. I want to apologize to everybody for last week. It wasn't so much the Dow Jones. One of my partners had an emergency I had to help him with, a client emergency. That's about the only thing I can't get away for. You know me, I'll call the ski slopes. Or
yeah, that's right. Yeah.
I was unavoidably detained. Who's the part?
Well, I was in Nashville last week, and I was thinking about you. I didn't know you missed the show, but I was thinking about you. It was like you, me, Texter Party, Broadway, Nashville. We may never come back, but it would be a hell of a day.
I think that'd be fantastic. I would sign up for that 10 out of 10 times.
Oh,
well,
man.
We got a few things. How about this NFL draft, huh?
Yeah.
Pretty exciting. I watched every pick last night.
You took my guy.
That's right. Well, heck, we needed some quarterback help. It's hard to get excited when you got the one pick and heck, they don't really need anything. A little Justin Carter. I think that was a good pick by the Bills.
You're loaded.
Yeah, yep. It was a great pick.
That's right. They're loaded. But I have to say, I was a little bit surprised at a few things last night.
Yeah? Like
the
what?
First and foremost, I got to say, well, congratulations to Sean. I thought the Giants did a pretty good job for a change.
Not bad.
That usually doesn't happen.
Right. That usually doesn't happen.
And the Jets.
That was the biggest surprise to me, Pete. I don't think I've ever said this in my life, but I was impressed by the Jets draft.
Yeah, it's hard not to be.
Well, now the Jets stuff truly comes in. We got to see which of the guys is going to pop a hamstring in camp and which is going to get arrested before training camp even comes around.
That's right.
I don't wish it on them, but usually what happens when it comes to the Jets.
Yeah, It could happen.
Yeah.
Hey, Chris.
Hey!
How'd you feel about Miami's picks last night?
I watched. I think he's the best player in the draft so far. Tyreek Hill.
Well, I would have to agree with that. I got a pretty good pick, I'll tell you that. I got a fair tell, you know that?
Yeah, with the, what was it, the 29th pick or 30, something like that. Yeah, getting it done. Tyreek Hill, I think he's going to be a good player.
I think you're right. Heck, I can't believe he slid that far.
Off the field issues, I've heard.
Yeah, well, yeah.
I forgot about that. That's probably what slid him down there.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm going to bring that up. That's a rough. It's been a heck of a long time, though, since he's done anything like that. I'm sure he wouldn't do that again.
Not anymore. He's right. A stand-up. He's learned his lesson. Yeah. Yes. He's grown.
He's a really stand-up guy. It was definitely an isolated incident, I'm pretty sure.
There were a few isolated incidents.
Yeah, several.
But, you know what?
Isolated.
We've turned the page. We're moving on.
Mm-hmm. I would, too. It's been at least 10 minutes since we've been out of the Hey, Craig!
Hey, what's up, Harry?
How you feeling about the Lions picks last night?
I will tell you this. I have questioned on the air whether I still have the passion. You know, will I care if the Lions are like, tied or leading or in a two-minute drill in a meaningful game late in the season? Will the blood continue to boil or will I just not care anymore? I think I got my – because I've just been beaten down. I think I learned my lesson. I didn't drink. I didn't have any caffeine. I couldn't sleep till 2:30 this morning. I was so excited when I went to bed with our pick with Aiden Hutchinson and Jameson Williams.
Well, I'm going to have to agree with you, Craig. I was thinking of you the whole time because you and my associate's husband, my friend Jeff, he's the only Detroit Lions fan. You two are the only ones I know.
Yeah.
But I was really excited for you guys. Heck, you got a Michigan man.
Yep.
And when you got a good D-end that can get to the quarterback, you're never out of the game. With those late comebacks by those guys, you got a guy that can shut it down. It's got to be exciting for you.
Very excited. Yeah. Very excited. And I can't believe we fleeced the Vikings with that trade to move up. And then we still get a second-round pick. I can't believe it. So we'll be picking the middle of the round tonight.
I can't either. It kind of looks like that the Detroit Lions actually know what they're doing.
Well, we'll see. We'll see.
I tell you what, I saw that Aiden Hutchinson strutting up to the podium. He definitely looks like a guy that could bite a few decaps or two.
That's right. Thank goodness for Trent Baalke and the Jaguars not taking him at number one.
But can he put a tie on?
Yeah.
Why?
Just put a tie on.
Why?
This is the biggest day of your life. Put a tie on.
He can do whatever he wants,
Be
Chris.
Be a grown-up.
He can do whatever he wants.
Did everybody have a tie on? There were some great suits.
I don't know.
I don't know if anybody ever. Everybody had a tie on.
I know Hutchinson didn't have a tie.
Wow, you're picky, Chris.
Yeah.
I don't know, Pete. I think your idea of some great suits are different than mine.
Sweats.
Well,
cut off sweats.
Okay. Let me like rephrase. Flashy. Flashy suits. Yeah.
Yeah, when you got the rhinestones on your suit, I don't know. It looked to me like a couple of those guys got dressed in the dark. I'm not quite sure what was going on there. Looking a little bit scary.
Yeah.
Who was it? The receiver that went to New Orleans. Did you see his suit? It was white and gray.
Olave?
And, like, did Olave go to New Orleans or the other one?
Yeah, Olave went to New Orleans.
Yeah.
Was it his suit then, the white and the gray? And all
it was a three-tone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, wild.
Yeah, it looked like he was wearing one color suit, then someone splashed him with a paint can. It was pretty interesting. Not quite sure.
Yeah.
I want to ask you guys, we didn't get to talk about it last week.
Uh-huh.
Heck, I had a new appreciation because I went back and listened. It made me feel even worse that I missed out on the getting tased for getting pepper sprayed before.
Oh, yeah. That was a thing.
Oh, I missed that.
I'm sorry I missed it, but it led to some pretty funny stuff, I'll tell you that.
Harry, I can't believe how many of our listeners have been tased or sprayed. did that shock you?
Did it shock me? That's funny, Craig. That's pun intended. That's funny.
Exactly.
After being in a few texture parties, I got to tell you, I'm not as surprised as you would think.
I haven't had the privilege yet of having one.
It's part of the Sheeman and Shepherd army. It's pretty exciting.
It is.
I will say, one time is a joke. Was in college. We had a few cocktails, a couple hundred ice cool Budweiser.
Yeah.
One of our buddies thought it would be funny to spray pepper spray under the stall of the bathroom when someone's going to the potty.
Uh-oh.
Well, let me tell you, you don't exactly have to be sprayed in the face for pepper spray to mess up your day. It blew up the entire floor. There's people in their dorm room choking and wheezing coming out. One guy threw up. It was a disaster.
Oh. Did you ever get caught?
I didn't do it. I was one of the guys in the dorm room going, what the hell is going on out here? No, Dig Dog, I felt bad for Sean. I can't imagine getting sprayed directly in the eyeballs. What
no. No.
Well, he said they sprayed it on his forehead, and then it just dripped into his eyes.
Ugh.
That sounds like a disaster to me. I'm not excited about it at all. Oh, I'm picking up a, hey, guys, hey, boys, how's it going on a Friday afternoon? Hey, how did you guys feel about the Bills draft last night?
Oh, it was fantastic.
All right. We got a bet, don't we, boys? What's our bet this year if the Bills win the Super Bowl?
We get a dog.
You're
oh,
a dog.
Really?
Puppy bet.
Oh, wow. That's
a- right. Hey, Harrison, what do you want to name him if we get the dog?
Josh Allen.
Josh Allen.
And I think it has to be Josh or some variation of his name.
Harry, interesting parenting thing there. So you the bet is if they win, you get the dog. That means you kind of – I know you're rooting for them to win. That means you've already decided you want a dog, but you're going to put it – you're going to let it hinge on a Super Bowl.
Well, see, guys, what had happened was – we made this bet 2 years ago after they got smoked out and lost that heartbreaker in Houston.
Oh.
I said, you guys want to get a dog? Well, I know what the chances have been 0% so far. I said, the Bills win the Super Bowl next year. We'll get a dog.
Oh,
that?
Okay. I got
this
it.
This is Harry Harris. He's like, yeah, that's no problem. Well, fast forward several months later, and we're up 9-0 in the AFC Championship game.
Yep.
This is Harry Kane. I start looking for dogs and said, not a bad idea.
That's hilarious.
We've had a rolling bet. And I think this is the first time the Bills have ever been favored by Vegas to actually win the Super Bowl.
All right, so Vegas is technically saying you're favored to get a dog. All right, Harry, you and the boys have a wonderful
weekend.
And
you too. Looking forward to what you got.
Yep.
Y'all have a great weekend. Yep. Cubs win.
Thank you very much. What you got is next. Sheeman and Shepherd cash grab coming up at the top of the hour.
Lots of texters saying no way those kids are ever going to see that dog.
Oh, that's terrible. Come on now. Sheeman and Shepherd, ESPN Southwest Florida.
Time for those parting shots. It's What You Got with Sheeman and Shepherd.
What You Got is brought to you by Backstreet's Bar and Grill, 47th Terrace in the Cape. Texter Mahomie Mike has texted into Harry Carey. Says, tell Harry he's got to get a cat named Pat if the Chiefs knock them out of the playoffs again this year.
Ooh.
That could be tough. All right. I gave you a winner last night.
Or Mac.
I said take the under Dallas, Utah. Utah! It was 211. They were only 194. It was a Craig Sheeman special all night long. Going to give you another winner and go back-to-back. Grizzlies and T-Wolves tonight, 228. Most of these games have been pretty high scoring. Take the over. Over 228. Pete,
I like the under of that game.
I'm on fire this week, 4-0 on the week, including the parlay hockey winner last night with Carolina minus 1.5 and over in the Tampa Bay game, over 6.5. I'll give you another parlay tonight. Two sports. Minnesota Timberwolves plus 1.5. Parlay that with the Tampa Bay Rays. I know the pitcher for the Twins is going to 0.52 ERA, but his record against Tampa Bay, especially in that stadium, stinks. His ERA is almost 6.5. Good matchup tonight. Get Tampa Bay minus 130 and the Minnesota Timberwolves at plus 1.5. There's your parlay. Thank you. Mm. You're welcome.
Crystal ball.
Also gave a winner last night. We went with the Mavs on the money line or laying the point or taking the point, however you took it. Mm. But it won.
Yes, it did.
That's the important thing.
That is.
Tonight, I will go to baseball, the Atlanta Braves, minus 125 on the money line against the Rangers.
Already took it.
Perfect.
Excellent.
Excellent.
All right, coming up at the top of the hour, the Sheeman Shepherd cash grab. You'll hear a word at 6 o'clock. You text it into the 5-digit phone number 45911, and you will be automatically entered in a nationwide contest. You may get a phone call back before 6:15 that said, hey, start your weekend. You won $500.
Wait, we got race tonight?
No, rounds 2 and 3 of the draft.
Oh, that's right.
That's right.
Right after us.
By the way, the cash grab brought to you by Andujar and Levine Accident Attorneys. Yes, right, and it's an hour earlier tonight. Tonight is at 7, not 8, 7 o'clock. Buccaneers are on the clock. 5 minutes in between picks? Or three?
I think it's 7.
Is it 7?
Tonight and then 5 tomorrow. Or maybe it's 5 tonight and 3 tomorrow.
I think, yeah.
I don't know.
Okay. Going to be interesting to see how that rolls. But, yeah, that is coming up in a little more than an hour. Looking forward to all that.
Well, again, coverage starts.
Coverage starts
at 6. So.
Like right now. Right after the cash grab word.
Does.
We think so?
Yeah.
All right, that'll do it. Everybody have a wonderful weekend. Thank you for listening. For Chris, for Pete Shepard, I'm Craig Sheeman. Kudos to me. Another celebration of me. Let's go into the weekend. Talk to you on Monday. God bless America and the world.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.